Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Continuing the... We're continuing the halachas of Psukei Dezimra, and there's a special siman Shulchan Aruch dedicated to something like someone mentioned here before, saying that it really doesn't apply so much to us, referring to someone who comes late to shul. What do you do with that case? Siman Nun Beis Shulchan Aruch, that's what it talks about, for that very rare occasion. So in order to know and to understand what we're doing with Psukei Dezimra, we'll start with something we mentioned the last year, Psukei Dezimra, and that is the discussion that we're showing you already of what is the main part of Psukei Dezimra. So as we mentioned, if you look at number one on the page, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Gemara says, that Omar B'Yaisi Yechel Ki Migoyim Rehalel B'chol Yoyim. I'll avive that I will be with the people that do halal every day. What do you mean halal every day is a problem? You can't say halal every day. Says the Gemara, "Kikam minu b'suket dezimra." Talk about b'suket dezimra. So what is b'suket dezimra? So Rashi says on the spot over there, b'suket dezimra, shnei mizmoyim shel hilulim, halalu Hashem in hashamayim, halalu kel b'kotchoy. The two mizmoyim is well, the two out of the bunch that we say every morning, halalu Hashem in hashamayim. And then I'll look at the culture, which one before the last, in the sequence before we get to Yivarech David. So these are the two which are the most important ones. The Rif, on the other hand, number two, mentions what we mentioned already in Shulchan Aruch, from the Shulchan Aruch brings. Omar Beisi, Echelkim Gor Me'al B'chol Yoyim. Eini Ba'al Ma'al Kol Kor B'chol Yoyim Ma'ez B'chav Gadev. Says the Gmoki Karmir B'suket Ezimro. And the Rif says, Omar Iniu, Mitihilo Le'David, Akol Ashwot El'ko, meaning the entire part of Psukei Dezimra is time for Ashrei until we get to Baruch Hashem until we get to that place. This entire these six Pirkei Tehillim, that's Psukei Dezimra. So Rashi mentions two out of the whole, and the Rif mentions the entire thing. It's interesting. The Rashi does not mention over here Tehillah Dovish Ashrei Shevisecho. But we'll see the Pashup Shad is that he agrees that except that you have the other two. Okay, so that this is just an introduction to what is the main Psukei Dezimra. The discussion that we have today, which is a discussion that we're sharing, talk about in length, is what happens when a guy has to come in late to shul. What is the main goal of what he needs to achieve called in shul? So as we'll see, everybody agrees that the main part of Tefillah B'Tzibur is davening Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. And based on that premise, if a person comes into davening and he sees that davening has already started and Shmoneh Esrei Tzibur is coming up, he needs to skip some parts of davening. So what should he do? And the Rishayim discuss about speaking about parts of Psukei Dezimra. We'll mention, we're not going to go into it too much today, regarding the other brachas, that will cease towards the end of the year, that really a person can do the brother brachas after davening. There's no requirement to have Birkas HaShachar before davening. It's the order, but you can do it after. That's not a problem. So that it seems to be that in the Kula Alma, you just delay the brachas that you have to do for afterwards. Birkas HaTorah is when you start getting into a little bit of a complication, because we mentioned it, Avarabah, does it apply to be Birkas HaTorah or not? And things like that. When you go to the bathroom, Asher Yatza, there's some exceptions to the rule, but in general, the brachas of the morning, you can delay to afterwards. The question really that the main discussion of the Rishonim is, what do you do with Psukei Dezimra? So the mice of this Mechlekes Rishonim, be Mechlekes Rishonim. Right, so Karbonis we mentioned in the Shir on Karbonis, that there may be a reason why in no more sheets. Okay, there may be a reason why we know that Yeshivas and many of the Nusachashkas skip Karbonis, and we mentioned that maybe the reason is because we are yaitse, the psukim that we need to mention, the main reason we say korbanos is to mention psukim mishnayos gemara that is required for because the Torah, we mention that in we do it in a different way. So korbanos seems to be something which is easier to skip.
What I'm saying is there a reason to say korbanos after? I'm talking about the order.
I think the answer will be yes. For sure, yeah. Why not to say, because it's always good to say it after as well.
I heard
unless you're saying Musaf.
No, I heard otherwise.
You should not do Karbanos after?
I heard there's a set time in davening to do Karbanos, and if you missed it, you missed it.
I don't know that about Karbanos. Psukei Dezimra, we'll see. I'm not sure what
kabbalah is. You have a shaka for sure. You could do after.
Yes, yeah. We'll see that soon. We'll see the shaka. Let's start with the inyan of pesukei dezimra, which we share and discuss over here. So Rabbeinu Yoina on brachas, the number 3 in your page. This is all, and the Rosh quotes it almost word by word. It says over there the following: Because of Aaron going. He sees he's late, he won't be able to do the psukim, he won't be able to say it right. Beginning of psukim zimra. Umizmor shatil ledovit, bilvad mi ashri yosh vesechov. Vechoysu boy because ishtavach. And then say ishtavach. Baruch shalomar, ashrei ishtavach. Even though we have much, Pesukim Zimra is longer than that. The main Pesukim Zimra is Tehillah David, which we call Ashrei Yosh B'Sechah. The Gemara tells us when anybody says Ashrei 3 times a day, so we so if you have no choice, you skip the entire Pesukim Zimra, you say only Ashrei. Baruch Shomar Ishtabach, the Bracha before and after, as we spoke about last year. So Baruch Shomar Ashrei Ishtabach. Now, adds Rabbeinu Yoina another point. He's not going to be able to do any Pesukim Zimra. It's too late. They're about to say Shema. He doesn't even try to say Baruch Shema Asher Shtabach. Shiat Chikisho Bekriseo. Say Shema. Vispalo Imatzibur. Ve'achalkach Yikro B'suket Dezimra Imabrocha Shalifreim Shalachem. Say B'suket Dezimra Baruch Shema and the entire B'suket Dezimra in Shtabach after Davri. After Davri. So the Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's what the Rosh brings as well, holds that the do psukei dezimra afterwards, you could do that. I mean, it's better to do before, obviously, but if you're not able to do it, say Shema, say Shmoneh Esrei, and then say psukei dezimra. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. Would we find such a thing that you change the order that way? We'll get to that, hopefully. Later this year, is in Ma'ariv. If a person comes into Ma'ariv and the davening Shmoneh Esrei, the halacha is you daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, and afterwards you say Shema with the brachas. Oh, Shema is different than Pesukim Zimra. We'll see.
What's the difference of davening Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur the first time, or even could you go along with the second?
Excellent time? Question. Excellent question. Your question is a suffix of the pre-Megadim over here. It's a good question. This is not a topic of the issue. We'll get to that. What's considered to be
practically speaking,
Pasha says that you could be soymich b'diyevet to do the chazaras shatz, also to go with the tzibur. So that's the Rabbeinu Yoina. If you look at the Torah bring quotes the other Rishon, which is Rabbeinu Teroigo, and he says the following. He says v'im ba'al beis hakneses. Look at number 4 in the Torah. He comes to shul matat tzibur b'subzuk d'zimah. They went to the Torah to ask what to do. Can he say Pesukim Dezimra after davening? He cannot say Pesukim Dezimra after. The call is to do it before, not after. Which is Ashrei. We'll get back to that order. Do not say Pesukim Dezimra after davening.
You can't say Tehillim all day.
You can say Tehillim all day, but not Pesukim Dezimra.
Pesukim
Dezimra is not Tehillim. So very good. Very good point. Okay, so that's really, that was opens over here. The sugyo. Pesukim Dezimra. The question is, are you b'kayim Pesukim Dezimra? The problem over here is the idea of the shvach that you do before davening. You shabach Gushbuch before and then you daven. Here you daven. Now doing it after it has no effect, basically. There's no point to do it. So obviously the main claim of Rebbeinu Teroigo is don't say the brachas. Can't say Baruch Shomai and Yishtabach. That's for sure, because bracha go on Pesukim Zimra. This is not Pesukim Zimra. That's what Rebbeinu Teroigo holds. So Makhlokes is we show you here. Rebbeinu Yoina holds that you could say it after davening if needed.
You could say what?
Baruch Shomai and the whole Pesukim Zimra after davening. Torah says you can't say Pesukim Zimra. Davening must be before. If you look at the Rajba, number 5, the Rajba in Tshuva, speaks about the same case. A person comes later, the Shaila is the same idea. Go to the Tshuva. So he says that Tfilas Yoytza Shenemra Nir Shrei, and it comes out Tfilas Yoytza Mamish, Tarn Shwun Esre, Ela Brochash Kriya Shwa, Vikriya Shwa, Shayoytza. Okay, so he says, Vizem Machlinkis Egoinim, Zal Vibinu Tzurfa Zal. Kill das ob nit soll fas ich holt paar mit sibo va hak khoz bo shom shtvi sibo khshuva quotes the he calls it bit surface that's been you know you could do it after the evening fa going himself out after roy no going on we kill a nis group so the zero act lorma kaid and feel of a loy lach so can't say it afterwards for the feet paar mit sibo me out in yo kho lach so mabsuk the zero me brokes he can't sibo the zero afterwards with the brokes he can't say later. For the fika chaniches b'seknez, you go to shul late. For it's by matzibu, you avoyach brachas. You shanish because zimo, you katz because zimo. Go hurry up because zimo. Do it before. Don't do it after. You can't do it afterwards. V'yavoyach shtal is by matzibu. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba basically brings the machlekes and he paskins that you should not do psukas zimo after davening. That's what he says. So now, chorab, at least you have someone shining. That tell us, don't do Pesukah Zimra after davening. So therefore we try our best to do Pesukah Zimra before davening. And if you look at the Bais Yosef says in number 6, the left side of the page, he says, "Umash kasavner toy v'lo yoyim ha'aris v'chad tefillah kolikor, ta'ayinu davka be'brocha lifnei v'lachim." That's the point you said before. Say bracha before and after. Ava b'loy brachas yocha lo'imam. Without a bracha, so you could say it. Why not? U'levai d'lamrinu kuli yoyimah. Like you said, well, yeah, I was saying language. You can say it to him the whole day. V'chen kosev ha-rajbe tshuva, says, also that's been doing for the Rajbo. So what's it going in? Mispari matzir, me'ata n'yichol ha-chzor, m'p'suk ha-zimo, ima brachas. Can't say brachas afterwards. Rajbo be'ed, shalik b'du goyim, shalai yomar z'miris ha-chat. It's not a problem that says z'miris. El davke ima brachas. So Mishri says, listen, you can't do it with the brachas. Without the brachas, you could do it. Well, ogur tzolim, and after all, you know, and he says maybe the difference is if he did the brachas or not. And he says, "Not right. We're not going to go to that point." So says the Bais Yosef. Everything he's talking about saying Baruch Shalma and Yishtabach. If you don't say Baruch Shalma and Yishtabach, there's no discussion. Obviously, you could say Tehillim after davening. So there's no problem to say the Pesukah de Zimra after davening, and therefore
the Pesukah de Zimra or the Tehillim,
which is the same thing. Pesukah de Zimra is Tehillim, right? What is Pesukah de Zimra? The max Pesukah de Zimra that we have in terms of it's called Pesukah de Zimra is Asher Yoshe Beisecha till the end of Tehillim. That's what Pesukah is all about. So can you say it after davening? The answer is yes. If without a bracha, says the Pesukah is not machlekes. That's what the course is. Comes the Bach and says, no, I disagree. Look at the Bach, number 7. Middle of the page. Vashikosav, v'lo yoyma, oy sabacha at fila kol ikor. Nearest, he says, mashu for the tour, the quote. Nearo du tzen loyma de bank shu medaleg mikza mizmorim kedo amor amin shayinu kol ikor. He skipped a few, didn't. Kagon shenichas b'shal shematcha shlech tzibu yotzor, ein rosh elor mechat filo, af beloy brochus. You can't say that to davening even without brochus. Deloy tikno b'kadei sadha shvacha kodesh yisparlel. It's only to arrange your praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before davening starts. Kadosh ras beloy. Omachash hiv shal esad shvacha kodesh yisparlel. Now they can arrange it before. Ein ze kvoido yisbarach. It's not covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lisponev tfolav al tzrochel shel adam, you daven for Hashem for your needs, ve'achag ezar shvochav. V'lachen lo yimbaydein lo machat tfilu lebrochas. Of course you can't say with a brocha. Of course that. Daven lebrocha lebatola. It's not even a discussion. Tzotik nu brocha seilu lo kod tfilu lo machat tfilu. Ela afilu beloy brochas nama en lo yimran achat tfilu. Even after you can't say it. So l'chur the Bach says you can't do it, meaning, what seems to say, how you can't say Tehillim? Of course you can say Tehillim. But if you have in mind that this will apply for these praises that were Chazal gave us to say before davening, then you have a problem. That says the Bach. So we have a big machlokes between the Bishayis and the Bach. If we hold, you can't say Pesukah Zimra after davening, can I say it without brachas? The Bishayis says yes, no problem to say without brachas. And the Bach says no, you can't say it even without brachas.
What's the definition of saying it with brachas? Baruch Shem Amasin says a bracha in it, Yishtabach has a bracha in it, those are brachas, mm-hmm. And all the halokas. Because I thought all the halokas are called Tehillim. But the two tefillos with the brachas, are they called Tehillim?
No, the bracha before and after. That they have the Pesukah Zimra in the middle.
Baruch Shema is considered a bracha.
Bracha.
The Bach is considered a bracha. Exactly. The Hallelujahs are considered Tehillim.
The Pesukah Zimra, yeah.
They're in Tehillim.
Yeah, the Pesukah, right.
It's not like they're called Tehillim.
They're in Tehillim. They look at Tehillim.
All the halakhahs are in there.
Right.
Not Ashrei, the Baruch Shem.
Ashrei is in there also.
Right. Yeah. You're calling the Yishtabah.
Yeah, so the Pesukim of the Zimur pick at Tehillim and the Abracha before and after.
You're saying you could leave out the Tehillim and make just the two brachas.
And Ashrei. To say one thing in the middle, at least.
One Tehillim.
Because the bracha, as we spoke, that's what we discussed
the
last year. The last year we spoke about, that's where you get the structure of Pesukim of the Zimur. It's very important. That's what you need that year. The structure of Pesukim of the Zimur is a bracha before.
Tehillim,
bracha after.
So the least Tehillim you could say is Ashrei,
right. So that's what we learned. So we'll leave that now. A second aside, the machlek is the Bishayz of the Bach. We'll get back to that in a second. But the Bishayz of the Bach, you're arguing that what? Can you say the Pesukim Zimra after davening without a bracha? Bishayz says, there's no question, everybody agrees you could. Bach says, no, according to Rav Tiroi, not only you can't say with a bracha, you can answer without a bracha as well.
Just tell him.
So now, the following is like this. So the question is, now that we learned that you have to skip on Pesukim the Zimra, the shaila is, what do you pick and choose? You have to skip to the Zimra. What do you pick and choose to do? If you look at number 8, is the Hagos Maimonides, the footnotes of the Rambam. And he writes over there, on B'tshuva Matzasi, the bottom of the page. Matzasi Shirash, Ayoim, Erkol, Pesukim the Zimra, Ad V'alel Hashem, Ad V'u Rachum Asamuch, Loi. In other words, he starts Pesukim the Zimra the way we do, where you have Hoidu, and you go with Hoidu until V'u Rachum. Taz Medalek V'u Rachum Zead V'u Rachum De Tehilo. Meaning, you have in Hoidu LaHashem, that you have in the beginning of Pesukim Zimra, it goes until you get V'u Rachum B'Chaper Avoy in the middle, and you have V'u Rachum before Ashrei, right, in the end of Yichloit. So why do you skip that part Davka? Fishayin El Likutei Pesukim Asher Benatayim. The middle is only a few psukim gathered on. It's not a full parak Tehillim. So therefore, we're going to feel it. So that is Halel, and that's what he says. So, he obviously talking about here, except the Baruch Shema, and except the Yishtabach, and except the Ashrei and the other Alukos, as Master of the Gers. He says, if you want to add more, you're talking about a portion of Hoyd in the beginning, until the word V'hu Rachum. Right? That's what the Gers Bamiyos brings over here. And this opens up to what we have in Halacha. And that now that we have all this information, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and see Halacha L'maisa, what's brought down. Says the Shulchan Aruch in number 9, Im Baal HaBeis HaKnesses, he comes to Shul, U'matzot Tzibur B'Sof Pesukim D'Zimra. He finds Tzibur in the end of Pesukim D'Zimra. Oymer Baruch Shomai Anu'ul B'Tish Bochus. He says, Baruch Shomai, as we said. Ve'achakach Tehillo L'David. At the Ashrei. Ad Me'atav Adoy L'Maluko. Now he says what? Hallelujah Hashem min haShemayim, which remember that's what Rashi brought. Rashi brought two prokim. Hashem. Adonai Sokva Haluka. V'chakach Haluka Kel B'Kodshoy, which is the one last one of four Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam. That's the second one that Rashi brought. Right? Remember Rashi said if you have the top number one, Rashi mentioned two of them. Hallelujah Haluka. Hallelujah Hashem haShemayim. Hallelujah Hashem Haluka Kel B'Kodshoy. These are the two. So says the Shulchan Aruch, say Ashrei, seemingly learns in Rashi, the Ashrei is the one to talk here. Of course Ashrei, the Gemara says finish to say Ashrei. So you say Ashrei, and then you add the other two Hallelus. Says the Ramah, Ago, V'im Yesh, yeah, that's the yeah, V'im Yesh L'Shus Yoyser, you have more time, Yoyimor Hoidu L'Hashem Kiru Advu Rachel, which is what the greatest Lama here said, beginning of Pesukim Zimra. In other words, he's quoting the Gros Mamias that you say before davening, before Hoidu, a part of Hoidu and Tuvahu Rachum. The Shulchan Aruch continues, we go through and summarize everything the way they order. I can't say so much. What do you say? He should skip the Hallelujah Shem HaShemayim, which is from the two that Rashi brings, takes away one of them. Hago v'im oid v'ein shus lo yoyim ha'agboch shoma t'ilodov v'yishtabach. Then there are more ads. Yeah, but he can't even say that. The minimum amount is boch shoma Ashrei yishtabach. Continue the Shulchan Aruch v'im kvayit chilat tzibu yoyitz v'ein shus lo yoyim ha'agboch shoma t'ilodov. He can't say anything. Not Baruch Shama, not Ashrei, not Yishtabach. What should he do? Yikur Kriyashua, we could tell him a tzibur, we spell him on. ואחר כך יקרא Shachanon Paskas, what do you do? Skip Sukkot Zero completely. Say Shema, say Shmona Esrei. What are you going to do with Sukkot Zero? You'll say Sukkot Zero after davening. Without brachas. Hi, what do you mean without brachas? Says, Beisaysef holds like that. Because Beisaysef Paskin, that you could say Sukkot Zero without brachas. Right? That's what we said before. We don't care to say the brachas. So therefore, if I cannot say any Sukkot Zero, just leave it for the end. We're going to say it out to our brachas, and that's all you're going to do.
Is he saying, what about the brachas Shema? What about Baruch Hu? And you say, or just say, Snam Shema Yisrael. That's it.
No, because he says Yisrael. He could create Shema Ubi Kriseil with the brachas. Right. That's what he says.
You're not allowed to have to do that way, right? You always have to say
the brachas Shema. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
Now, the Mugin Avraham adds over here. So, that's first of all, the Shulchan Aruch brings what we saw before. The Magen Avraham says, so he brings the let's start the Magen Avraham from the top, in the number 10 over here. Avraham says, so shall smag on your book, shom medalik atila David, medalik at the Luka the Kotcher, Tivdako, the Kashtabach, Shapsuki, Maj, the Kola Luka, Kamil, Vor David. So, first of all, he says, we want to say all the Lukas. Now, the problem over here is we'll see the next Magen Avraham in a second. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, what does Shulchan Aruch say? You say Leluka, and then you say Ashrei, you say the two Hallelujahs that Rashi mentioned. Says the Ramah, and if there's more time, what do you say? You say Hoidu until Vurachum. What about the other Lukas? So the Mugen Avraham understood that we don't say the Lukas. See, look at the Aleph in the Mugen Avraham. No, the main psukah de zimra is the Tehillim part. From Ashrei until the end, like the Riv says. Obviously, Aluka comes first. When the Ramo says, I have enough time, doesn't mean enough time after I said Ashrei and the other two Alalus. But, said all the Lukas. He didn't mention anything. Right, then he says, ordinarily, the Avarach David, which comes after the Alalukas. So the Magen Avraham verse he established, first you have to say Alalukas. That's what you have to say first. If you look at the Goyen, I forgot to put a number in the Goyen, so call it the piece which doesn't have a number. That's how you find it. And now he says the same thing. And Gimel by the Goyen, Fim Yesh, Tzor, Laima, Acha, Shalma, Kola, Luka, Shek, Koyim. Now, Luka goes first. That's what he has.
The Magen Avraham definitely says, you say, if they're with a bracha, if you're saying...
No, we're talking before.
And I'm saying, but just to go back for a second, he holds that the Machalokas, he holds you can say, the Zumra, after with a bracha.
Who says?
Magen
Avraham. No, not the Magen Avraham. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina. We don't pass like that. That's the one of the Rishonim.
Okay.
So when you start right, the Rishonim hold that. So what we have right now is that in terms of the order, now there's two topics over here that we're discussing. One is what's the order? What comes first? What comes second? What you pick and choose when you don't have time? What do? Right? That's number one. So we know that the primary one is Ashrei Yeshua Yisrael. Number one. That's, you have to say Ashrei. Without Ashrei, you don't have to say the Zimmer. What?
With or without the Brachas.
With the Brachas, of course, before davening.
Okay.
Yeah, before davening, no question. Brachas and Ashrei, no shayla. Obviously, we're talking with the Brachas. The minimum is the Brachas and Ashrei. Now, you can add more things. What do you add? So, first of all, you have the two Hallelus, which the last one, right, because basically you have, after Ashrei, you have five Hallelu, right? The Hallelukas, you have five Hallelukas. So, it's number three and number five are the two important ones. Between the three and five, as the Shulchan Aruch says later, number five is more important. Alukel B'Kotcher is more important. Yeah, Alukel B'Kotcher, Alukel B'Kotcher, Alukel B'Kotcher, of all that. So Ashrei comes first. Alukel B'Kotcher, second. Alukel B'Kotcher, third. Right? Then, all the other Alukas, meaning the other two that were still, the other three that were still missing. Then, as the Gemara says, you say Vayvarach David. The part of Avarach Tov, the David, right, David Melch gives a bracha to Kesh Boku, with all that, that's the next one. And then you have Hoidu.
You say Avarach David, you say bracha, Hashem, Le'olam, Amen, V'Amen, or no?
Very good, yes. Yes, that's brought down. It's not brought down in the profession over here. It's brought down later Achronim. They mentioned that when he says Be'erach Tov, it means Baruch Hashem Lo'olam with it together. Good point. And then you have Holy Do until Vor Rachum. And then you do the rest of Pesuk of the Zimra. Right? Obviously, you see that these people did not say Pesuk of the Zimra so fast. Because for us, to say one or two more things is basically another 2.5 seconds. I mean, it's like, it doesn't make a big difference. But by them, you said the Pesuk of the Zimra. So each period, it took time. But that's the order of the tale.
Right, so the Hodu to Behu Rachum. Do you talk about the Behu Rachum in Hodu?
Yeah. Behu Rachum until, and then you skip from the Behu Rachum of Hodu to Behu Rachum for Ashram. That's the least important part, basically. They don't mention here the year of Az Yashir. As we mentioned, the Rambam doesn't include Az Yashir in Pesuk of the Zimra. I'm not so sure what comes first, Az Yashir or the Pesukim, you know, or they're equal, basically. The Pesukim that come before, from Vurachum to Vurachum, and the Az Yashir comes first. But that's already getting to Mamet. I mean, for us, Halacha Maisa, this is, if you're already able to say all that, so you're there, basically. The main thing is Ashrei, one or two Hallelujahs if you could choose, and the rest of Hallelujah. Now, so that's the order you have to pick and choose. But that's all the Halacha we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Bar Hetiv, and he quotes over here, the Bar Hetiv number 12 quotes the Beis Yosef, not in Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef is the one who wrote Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef wrote a few Sfarim. One of them is Beis Yosef on the tour, discussing the tour. Then you have the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Sefer on its own, a Sefer Halacha. But there's another Sefer of the Beis Yosef called Magen Mishorim. And Magen Mishorim was the Sefer that the Rav Yosef Karo, he learned with a Malach. And the Malach taught him many things. And he wrote a Sefer of what the Magi told him. Magi, the Malach told him. And the Sefer is called Magen Mishorim. It has a lot of concepts in Kabbalah. But in there it says, in Parshas Behar, it brings the Bar Hetiv in number 12. It says, Magid is Zir Labis Yosef. He warned the Bis Yosef. Lavoi Labis, Akres says, Bashkama, come early to Shul. Kadesh Yuchlet Bel Kaseid of Eloi Bediluk, do not skip. Ki Oisekin Me'apech Atsinoiris. I don't know what it means, but the translation is that you're gonna turn around the pipes. You don't want to turn around the pipes up there. The pipes that bring down the shepherd to the world, if you start turning, making, playing games with it, it's not so simple.
That's what Rabbi
brings down. Sidari.
About
saying, so he says, and also not in order. Farabed Shemaisi says the Boreitev, Noyagim Lispal Kesemi Tamzeh. Therefore, many people, they want to go up to Kabbalah, they say, they came late, they don't care, they say from beginning to end. Hi, they're going to miss Philip at Sebor, they're not changing. That's what he says. Matasi. Aval, but choose Chacham Tzvi, who obviously I would deal with Kabbalah a lot. The famous tshuva of him, if your person is created by Sifri, it's zero. Cause the Shemash, cause the Pesifa Azur, she's Pala, say, well, we still have to do an order. Hainiku Shaini is Pala Matzibor. If you're not in the Tzibor, you should always do an order. Aval, Imichel, Abel, Bezikas, you're coming late to Shul. Ovokasu is Pala, Kula, Moidu, the Dalek is Pala Matzibor, and Sham, Cheposika Prichodesh, or Simenon. So the Bar Hetiv brings, and that's what Shtabur quotes him as well, that he brings this idea that changing the order is not a great thing. But he says, when the name of Chachatzvi, the Halacha Lamaisa, everybody agrees, if you're davening B'tzibur, you have to try to catch one answer B'tzibur. So you're skipping, it's a problem. It's not the great thing. But therefore, you should try to get up early. Don't come late. But if you came late, you have to pick and choose, you should skip.
It's better to just eliminate stuff, don't say it, and say Tefillah B'Tzibur rather than to say after.
Oh.
You just don't say right, the whole Tefillah B'Tzibur today.
Right. So the thing over here is, the mashmos over here is even B'Diluk. You're skipping some parts. Skipping some parts. Not talking about speaking after.
But that. What you said, why did you bring the Chacham Tzvi? What else could we be talking about? Why would you have to say.
I would say maybe it's a machlekes. Yeah. It's a machlekes Kabbalah and Halacha. Halacha, it says to do the other way. Kabbalah, it's a problem. So you know that Kabbalah also agrees with that. All what it says in Kabbalah, not to daven b'seder, is only if you are not in b'tzibur. Do you have to say b'tzibur?
I'm saying, why if you're not b'tzibur, why would you think that you would have to skip?
I don't know. Maybe a person has, I don't know. He's in a rush. He doesn't have time. He has to catch a plane. So listen, use your daven b'seder. Don't try to play games with your daven. Tefillah b'tzibur trumps it. That's the Boreh Tev brings. Says the Shai Tshuva number 13. He quotes the Boreh Tev and then he says like this. Om Nam, in the end of the line, calls him Amiris Acher. A person comes late to Shul. That's his excuse. Say, you came late, it's your problem. You should daven Pitzibur. Halamish Shadakul, he's probably Matu Kavona. He didn't come late to Shul. He just davened slow. He tries, but the tzibur is rushing through davening, and he davened slowly. Lo he can't get to them. If he's going to go with them, he's not going to be able to daven with kavana. Then he doesn't have to mess up the tzidaris. The pipes coming from Shabbayim, because he didn't do anything wrong. He came to on time to davening. That's what he says. Another thing. So
who says that?
That's the Shai Tshuva.
Says it's okay. Go in order.
To go in order. If you didn't come late, if it's not your fault,
right.
It's just the fact that Tzibur are going very fast. You should go in order. So just to mention over here is the Baraita brings the idea that skipping is a little bit of it's not gishmak, not a great thing. So the Ma'aseh b'Tzibur, you have to do that to get cash for the B'Tzibur. Shai Tshuva said if you're davening slow, that's a reason you already can rely on that. So that's one more thing. Now, just mention, I wasn't planning to get into too much, but you mentioned it before. Therefore, the Pirmigodim has, for example, a suffix. What is a better tefillah b'tzibur? To start with the tzibur, or to start with, or if the tzibur, if he's not able to start with the chazan. So because you have this consideration as well, it makes sense that you could be relying with the b'dievet to start with the chazan in order to make psukah d'zimra. So a person has a choice, either skip psukah d'zimra, start with the tzibur, or not skip psukah d'zimra, and start with the chazan. Probably should choose the second choice because you have also this cheshbon. So that's that point that you have this order that you do not want to skip. You don't want to skip. Now, the interesting...
Is there a disagreement here or it's an agreement that you can, if you daven slow, not daven with the
it seems that nobody disagrees with that. I mean, no, Shai Tshuva says the pressure, nobody brings it yet. That's a pickable. That's what he said. Yeah. That's what, yeah. So he says, right. So obviously, Mishnah Berurah brings over here that you have to say, Baruch Shalom Asher Yishtabach Inforin. In other words, so we have here just, this is the important point. So now that we learned the saying that we have to skip. It's not so great to skip. Let's try to avoid it. The Shulchan Aruch ends by saying that in the end of the Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. If he can't do anything, no time. So then, daven Shua and Shua Nesra, and say Pesukim D'Zimra after davening, without a bracha. Without the brachas. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. So the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkan Vav, number 14, the right side of the page, he says, Yikro Kriyashma, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubechuz Mishkiras Yaakov, Yirich Bize, Vorichir, Tabikas Boch, Shomar, Vishtabach, Baruch Shem Yishtabach is very important. He's the last davening in town. He's able to daven right now at Tzibur Shmoneh Esrei. And say it afterwards. Shulchan Aruch says, say afterwards, not a bracha. Says, no, we don't, you're going to miss the bracha, Baruch Shem Yishtabach, it's not worth it. Daven b'yichidus. If you don't have to skip the whole thing, then I agree, you say Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, as we said before. Right, that's what he says.
You haven't even once brought up the fact of missing Zman Kriya Shema.
Right? I mean, we're not talking about Zman Kriya Shema. Let's talk about that. You're in time. Baruch Hashem, you're talking about time. So the Shiloh over here is, says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you're starting davening, and then you're not going to be able to make anything? The Shulchan Aruch says, so just leave it. If afterwards, don't say Baruch Shem Yishtabach. Shulchan Aruch says, no. We have to say Baruch Shem Yishtabach before. You cannot get out of it. If you're not able to do that, just daven b'yichidus. And obviously, if you daven b'yichidus, if you daven b'yichidus, you do the whole Pesuk D'Zimra, not only that. So that's what is brought down in the Mishnah, not like the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the interesting discussion that Achronim bring is what happens if you did that, you came late to davening. You said, Baruch Shomai, Asher Yishtabach, or whatever you said. You're davening now, Shvan Shvan Esra. Should you be mashlim? Should you go in and fill in the things that you missed? She said, Psikin Zimra or not? So from what we learned till now, we didn't find anybody mentioning it. Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything afterwards. All the Shulchan Aruch says is that if you are not able to do anything, so then, say Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, and then say everything afterwards without a bracha. But Shmuel says, don't do that. But what happens if you skip Shmoneh, you say it later or not? Not mentioned over here. It's interesting enough that the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he's quoted in different places in the Sefer Ish Yisrael as well. I brought one piece of it for Orchaz Yoshua. It's a Sefer that he gave. It's like a Sefer Musa that he wrote. He says that for sure you have to be mashir after davening. They have to mash after davening, even though it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Kamushkos b'Shulchan Aruch." Shulchan Aruch, all the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is if he didn't say at all anything, then you should say after davening. But if you said, who said you have to do it? Doesn't say that. Now, L'chura, we have a few reasons not to say it afterwards. Why not? Because we heard the Bach says, he argues in the Shulchan Aruch, under Mr. Yosef, says you can't say it even without a bracha. Because if you're saying to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's you do something wrong. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, number 15, the left side of the page, he brings it out. He says the following. If you didn't say at all, you could say afterwards, if you said only parts of it, don't be mashing it later. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in the end, or Aruch HaMaiseh, Sheval Taiseh Odif. Better not to do anything. Some hold it's very bad to say the things after davening. So better not to say it afterwards. So for the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan comes out, don't say after davening the Pesuk that you missed. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention to say afterwards, only in the case you didn't say it all. We don't find over here that he said you should say it afterwards.
You don't mean
to say it at all.
I'm saying, so you went right to what?
Shema. That's how the Shulchan Aruch ends. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass like that. We should say everything before. I mean, Baruch Shema Asher Yishtabach before. So, but the only place the Shulchan Aruch says you have to say afterwards is only when you skip the whole thing. And furthermore, and this is what we mentioned before, we're about going in brachas. If you look at the end, if you look at the Ramah, in the end of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says the following, Hago, Umikol Mokoyim Yoyimah Kol HaBrachas Shebichuyav Levarach HaBoyker Kamosh Yisbar Leil Sivanifov. Make sure to say the brachas. What do you mean? Of course you say brachas. Who spoke about not saying the brachas? So the nice again, the Taz over here, and the Goyen explains, what do you mean? If you had to skip, so make sure to say the brachas afterwards. So the only thing the Ramos says to say afterwards, it says don't, is the brachas of Birkas HaShachar. So in other words, the Shulchan says, if you didn't do it afterwards without a brachas. Pesuk of the Zimmer. We don't pass in that. Comes the Ramos and says, all the brachas you should say. According to Reb Chaim, you should have said, V'yashlim Pesuk of the Zimmer. What else should I say afterwards? The brachas and that. So the Chulchan Mashmoh says, it's better not to say, not to be mashlim Pesuk of the Zimmer after the davening. So that Lechor is a, I'm just saying to point that out. I mean, Chaim Kevsi said differently, so I'm just bringing this for learning purposes. It seems if you skip, don't say afterwards.
Don't say afterwards.
See, that's a Mashmoz. Aruch HaShulchan for sure says that.
Right.
And the Mashmoz of Shulchan Aruch is also doesn't say any way to do it. But Chaim says that he didn't learn from the Shulchan Aruch, that you should say that. That you should say that you should be Mashmoz afterwards. So that's another point. Do you have to do it afterwards or not? Do you have to fill in the parts that you skipped?
And what's the answer?
So I'm saying, it seems like from what we're learning that you should not fill it afterwards. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't pass like that. He says you should fill in whenever you skipped.
So what do us people hold?
What about Olkayin Shama? Is there a discussion about whether you say Olkayin Shama?
Olkayin Shama is a different discussion, right? I don't want to go to the old brachas. That's a huge bureau loch on its own. What do you do after davening? Which brachas you can do after davening or not?
No, but you gave two opinions of Rabbi Kanievsky.
I'm saying based on what.
The other one, but what do we do?
Based on what we're learning.
First time you have two opinions?
Yeah.
It's a machlekes.
I
know, but where do we go?
So I'm saying the machlekes. I'm like, we can't. We have a machlekes.
So
yeah, it's. I would say that from what we learned, from what we understand, and what we learned, from what we learned is that you should not be mashma afterwards. We'll talk about that right after shiur. I just want to add one more thing. One last thing before we end the shiur is there's a tremendous chiddush over here.
Do you know what he holds?
The tremendous chiddush over here. That we have with the Kivager says. So we're saying this. If you had, you came for davening and you had to skip and you have a problem, and so says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens? He starts with answer later, something like that. Says the Kivager, but let's say it was Rosh Chodesh. Just for example. And he forgot to say Yalav Yavar. Nice to say Shulchan Aruch again. So he has the Shulchan Aruch again, now say Pesuk of the Zim with the Brachas. Look at the Kvega number 11, the middle of the page, the third top. Kol psukah zeh b'lay bracha, im ta b'tfila zu v'lay ala ma shavuah v'kadayme. B'yash yitzoyach la'azuk p'lay mishavuah, he said something is missing. Shalom ad-yir matchila psukah zeh bracha l'fanev achara. Now you should say bracha l'fanev achara.
You're saying shmon esrei again anyway.
Anyway, so the big chiddush of Kvega is that the psukah zeh doesn't need shma. The psukah zeh needs shmoneh esrei. It's the Shavach before Shmoneh Esrei. So if I'm missing after the Shmoneh Esrei anyway, then there's no question because it's before the brachas before and after. But obviously this is not to get to us because we paskin la halacha, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's no such thing that you skip the Shmoneh Esrei before the brachas. You're never going to skip straight to the Shmoneh Esrei. You're always going to say Baruch Shem Asher Shtabach. So anyway, say Baruch Shem Asher Shtabach. So that will not be enough commitment. So what we learned today is, if you, first of all, don't go late to Shul. That's halacha number one. And then if you come late, the minimum is Ashrei, then we get to the Lukas, and we have a discussion if you have to be Mashlim and after davening or not. We learned that it seems like you should not be Mashlim after davening, even though Abraham Kamsky says you should be Mashlim after davening, and that's what we learned in the Pesukah of the Zimra. Say the God.
Rebbe's giving Shia this morning at 10, not Rabbi.
Oh.
So that's why.
You came late to
David,
the Shia,
David, can you just close?
I'm going to sit here for Rebbe's Shia. Sorry.